We are in special company in Studio B. I'm so happy to welcome West High School here. Minda Nyquist, director and choreographer of Fiddler on the Roof, is here. Hello, Minda.
Hello.
And we have Jack Rusinowski playing Tevye in the show. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. Boy, is Tevye a toothy part for a teenager.
It really is.
Man.
It really is. It's a hard... it's a hard task for any, even adults, really, but for a teenager, and he's doing such an amazing job. Tevye carries the show. It's really about him and his family, so he has a lot of work to do.
Yes, but this is something we were talking about earlier, about don't think to yourself, I know a lot of folks think, oh, I'm going to go see the High School Musical, so it's going to be a high school level production of this musical. But our high school kids, especially in this area, have been performing as long as some of the adults.
Oh, absolutely. And we're fortunate enough to have, Jack over here is, he's kind and he's smart. He's intuitive. He really just, I hate to say it like this, but in the air quotes, kind of gets it. And he really brings humor and love to Tevye that is really necessary, that some adults would have a hard time doing. So we're really proud of him.
Well, there's a reason that Fiddler is such an enduring show, because it does have so much meaning and there is so much to it. Let's jump right in with some music from the show.
Okay.
And what's the first piece you've chosen for us today?
We are going to listen to Tradition, which is the opening number, which really sets up the entire show of the community in which we are going to be watching for the next couple of hours. It really opens up who these people are, what they do, how they live their life, and how important it is that they keep their traditions alive.
This is from the 2016 Broadway cast of Fiddler on the Roof. Here's Tradition.
A fiddler on the roof. Sounds crazy, no? But in our little village of Anatevka, you might say every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition!
Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to eat, how to sleep, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition start? I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's a tradition!
Hey!
Because of our traditions, everyone knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Who day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right, as master of the house, to have the final word at home? The Papa!
Home. We must raise a family and run the home, so Papa's free to read the whole.
she's pretty. The sons, the sons. Tradition, the sons, the sons. Tradition.
And who does Mama teach to mend and tend and fix? Preparing me to marry whoever Papa picks. The daughter.
Of our little village, we've always had our special types. For instance, Yenta, the matchmaker.
Avram, I have a perfect match for your son, a wonderful girl.
Who is it?
Rachel, the shoemaker's daughter.
Oh, Rachel, but she can hardly see. She's almost blind.
Tell the truth, Avram. Is your son so much to look at? The way she sees and the way he looks, it's a perfect match.
And Reb Nachum, the beggar.
Alms for the poor. Alms for the poor.
Here, Reb Nachum, is one kopeck.
One kopeck? Last week you gave me two kopecks.
I had a bad week.
So if you had a bad week, why should I suffer?
And most important, our beloved rabbi.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Certainly, my son.
Is there a proper blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the Tsar, of course. May God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us. Then there are the others in our village. They have a much bigger circle. His Honor the Constable, His Honor the Priest, His Honor the... many others. We don't bother them, and so far they don't bother us. And among ourselves, we get along perfectly well. Of course, there was the time when he sold him a horse and he delivered a mule, but that's all settled now. Now we live in simple peace and harmony.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse! How many times are we gonna go over this?
Tradition. Without our traditions, our lives would be as shaky as a fiddler on the roof.
Tradition, the famous opening number. Great musical exposition. I mean, no catchier way to actually set a show up, I think, than tradition. It's one of the best expositional opening numbers in musical theater, perhaps.
I would agree. Yes.
Yes. I'm here with Minda Nyquist and Jack Ruzanowski from West High School putting on Fiddler on the Roof. It opens on November the 15th. And Jack is playing Tevye. So we've just heard Tevye about how tradition is everything in your village and to you personally, since you're the person setting this up. And one of the things we heard the cast members singing about in this was your daughters being worried about time with the Yenta, preparing us to marry whoever Papa picks. But you're kind of a special Papa, Tevye. So how does this speak to you in terms of your daughters and how you think of them? Why is it so important that they marry who the Yenta picks and so forth?
Sure. So you know, it's obviously the tradition for the papa to pick and to make the matches and to kind of arrange the marriages. You know, that Tevye's marriage was arranged with Golda. And, you know, he even says in one of the songs in Act Two, you know, even though he was scared and he was nervous, he still went along with it because that's just what tradition is. That's kind of just what dictates life. And, you know, that's not really something that Tevye's ever, you know, questioned or even thought about. But, you know, later on in the show, the daughters kind of start to go against that. And a lot of the show is about how Tevye deals with the change and has to balance, you know, what his daughter wants and, or what his daughters want. And, you know, still showing them affection and love and in consideration, but also keeping in consideration his tradition.
And that's really the central conflict to the whole show. It's his heart versus tradition. So we're about to hear the girls struggling with this upcoming tradition of meeting the Yenta. And Minda, you were mentioning this has one of the best lines ever in it.
It really does. The line, playing with matches, a girl can get burned, has just this double entendre meaning that is sort of a warning to them. And I don't, you know, at that time, they're foreshadowing sort of their futures. But it's also just, you know, the actual match of burning these candles that they do every Friday for Sabbath. So they're used to this kind of double meaning in their lives in the way of lighting a match and having a prayer and having that tradition, and how that tradition can also kind of help or hinder them in certain ways. And I just think it's a beautiful line. Every time I hear it, it kind of sticks me a little bit in the heart. So
here's Matchmaker. Matchmaker, again, this is from the 2016 revival of Fiddler on the Roof.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groove. Slender and pale, bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
For Papa, make him a scholar.
For Mama, make him rich as a king.
For me, well, I wouldn't holler if he were as handsome as anything.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone, so find me a match of my own.
Since when are you interested in a match, Hava? I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you, you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We only have one rabbi, and he only has one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right.
Ha-oh-ha-hoo, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's young, all right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch, true, true. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what.
Hava, I found him! Won't you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall, that is from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch, right? Right. You heard he has a temper, he'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober, so you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can.
I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background, be glad you've got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please take your time. Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good. Dear Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you were also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that.
Matchmaker, Matchmaker, sung by Tevye's three daughters, all very nervous about who the Yenta is going to be picking for them. And they're right to be nervous, Minda.
They are right to be nervous. We live in a very different time period now. But, you know, not knowing who you're going to get married to and not doing it out of love seems like such a strange concept to us now here. But in some countries, it still goes on where people are still matched and promise to each other. And it's just, it's a hard concept for some of us who have fought very hard for, you know, love and equal rights to have somebody tell you, you have to marry this person. So they were nervous for sure.
I can imagine. Now, this is interesting because, again, this is a classic musical that has all kinds of concepts that, yeah, don't really necessarily fit into how we think today. Was that one of the reasons that you chose the show?
It really was. We at West, we've been doing a lot of contemporary musicals in the last couple of years. We've done Shrek. We've done Legally Blonde. Last year we did Newsies. And it had been a few years since we had done something more classical. And it, you know, not that Legally Blonde and Shrek and Newsies aren't great shows, and they were super fun for the kids and for the community to come and watch and for us to work on, but it didn't have this sort of depth to it that we are getting out of Fiddler. And when you come from an educational standpoint of what are we giving our kids and what do they get to learn about outside of school, and spending a lot of time and a lot of energy on a show and kind of giving them that educational piece of, this is a part of our, you know, of our history. And this happened. This isn't something that was made up. This wasn't something that, and it still is happening. Immigrants are still fighting to find their place in the world. And I think that Fiddler on the Roof is just one story of this Jewish community that had to uproot their lives and leave their village and everything that they knew and had to start over. And they still found hope in that. And there's, even though Fiddler has, the ending is, there can be a sad, you know, they have to leave and yeah, they're uprooting their lives. There's also this beauty of it because this faith that they have, even in some of their traditions, really holds them with strength and love and a concept of things are going to be okay. We still move on. We still travel. We will still find our way. And I think that that's a big overlining message of hope.
And there's still a lot of room for joy in the show. Of course, we have that bittersweet ending, but we're about to hear another big traditional moment and a great moment of joy in the show. Tevye/Jack, why don't you set this one up for us? We're about to hear, yes.
Yeah, so L'chaim, to life. Tevye goes to the inn to talk to Laser Wolf about his milk cow, but Laser Wolf really wants to talk about marrying Tevye's daughter. And Tevye, after going back and forth does agree. And this is the celebration that Laser Wolf buys the drinks for all the guys in the inn. And it's kind of them celebrating moving on with life and a marriage.
To good health and happiness. And most important, to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Here's to the father I've tried to be. Here's to my bride-to-be. Drink l'chaim, to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us, blessing and bruising us. Drink l'chaim, to life. God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor. How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for? To life, l'chaim. To title my daughter, my wife. It gives you something to think about, something to drink about. Drink l'chaim. To life, Reb Mordka.
Yes, Liza Wolf.
Drinks for everybody.
Oh! What's the occasion?
I'm taking myself a bride. Tevye's eldest, Seidel!
Oh! Razor Wolf!
To Tevye!
To Seidel, your daughter!
My wife!
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. Drink l'chaim to life! We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck that favored you. We know that when good fortune favors two, such men extends a reason. To us and our good fortune.
to life, L'chaim, a big number from Fiddler on the Roof. I'm Kate Botello. This is Classical IPR. If you're just joining us, I'm here with West High School, Minda Nyquist, director and choreographer of Fiddler on the Roof, opening November 15th. Also here with Tevya, Jack Rusinowski. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Minda, this piece made me think about the dancing in this show, which is extremely difficult and very energetic. And I was saying that one of the good reasons to do Fiddler with high school students is that they still have the knees to pull this show off.
It's very, they are on their knees and walking on them and dancing on them quite a bit. It's just the style of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the bottle dancing in the wedding scene, they're not only having to, you know, balance a bottle on top of their head, but they also have to go on their knees and walk on their knees. And it's, there are no gimmicks. We're not doing any kind of, you know, magnet or glue or Velcro. These kids actually have to balance it. And so if it falls off, it falls off. If it breaks, we have people standing by to clean that up. So every night, something new could happen.
Well, that's
the reason to come right there to see the show.
Just hold your breath for the
bottle dance. Yes, I do.
Now, one of the traditions, again, we've talked about so much in this show is a matched marriage. Mm-hmm. And we're about to hear, again, there are huge, big, tremendous dancing numbers in this show. And then some wonderful intimate moments. And this one is intimate, but also really funny and really warm and wonderful. And Tevya, this is for you and your wife, Golda. Let's talk about this number.
Yes. Do You Love Me? Is really, I mean, it's a question that Tevya just really can't get over. And he just has to have the conversation with Golda. I mean, he is considered a learned man. You know, he loves his books. He loves understanding things about people and relationships, and whether it's his culture or his traditions or the people around him. He just loves to understand more and more, and to have that, he has that so much compassion. And I think that's a lot of why he is so, you know, struggling with the balance between his daughter's challenging traditions, but also him wanting to stick to them. And one of the things that he learns from his daughters is that, you know, they want to have a match not because of the tradition, but because of love. And that kind of gets Tevya thinking, well, shoot. maybe love is something to kind of have, yeah, in a relationship.
Do I have love?
Yeah.
That's what he's asking, right?
So that's kind of something that really gets on his mind, and he just has to have the conversation with Golda. And so that's that intimate moment, is that, yeah.
He's a good man, Golda. I like him. He's a little crazy, but I like him. And what's more important, Huddle likes him. Huddle loves him. So what can we do? It's a new world. A new world. Love. Goldie. Do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you? With our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town, you're upset, you're worn out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
Gold, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me?
You're a fool.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love you? For 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked the cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?
Gold, the first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. And now I'm asking, Gold, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love him?
Well?
For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
Then you love me.
I suppose I do.
And I suppose I love you too. It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 25 years, it's nice.
She does love you. I'm so relieved.
I know, and he loves her too.
It's so good.
It's so sweet.
It took him a long, long time to figure that out.
25 years.
Right? Yeah. So, must be nice to know.
Right?
As Sheldon Harnick says in the lyrics. I'm Kate Botello here with Fiddler on the Roof, West Side. West High School putting on Fiddler on the Roof, opening November 15th. Minda Nyquist, Jack Rusinowski, thank both of you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been so much fun.
We're going to go out on a big, gorgeous, rich ballad. So before we set up this next piece of music, let's tell everybody how to get tickets to the show, when you're running, all of the details there.
So we open on the 15th, next Friday. You can get tickets at mynorthtickets.com. We would love to have you there. We run the 15th, 16th, and 17th, and then the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well.
So two weekends to see Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
Excellent. And again, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this big, beautiful, tradition-breaking, heartbreaking piece from Huddle.
She is her own person. You know, she really kind of, and yet is very similar to Tevye in many ways. And they kind of polarize each other a little bit. They both are very caring individuals. They both are very interested in other people and in learning about new concepts and yet still keeping traditional. They have the same sort of behavior in a lot of ways. And this is her struggle. She has fallen in love with a man who has been, you know, motivated to try and change the world and make it better. And she wants that as well. And that's what's attracted her to Perchik, who's come to town. And he is going away to kind of fight a revolution of making change. And she wants to be a part of it. And now it's this juxtaposition of, I love my family and I also love this man. And who would have thought? And she even says, who could have seen that this man would have come and changed my entire shape of what I dream about, what I want in life? And now she is helpless with this man and wants to be a part of it, no matter how hard it will be. And she's speaking this to her father. And her father likes Perchik. He you know, really does like him and admires him and his work. But he's worried about his daughter, of course. And this is her saying, you know, this is their final moments. And they don't know when they're going to see each other again. And it's a beautiful moment for the two of this father-daughter relationship. And she really kind of bears all of her thoughts and her feelings and her hopes and her dreams to her father, and he accepts that, which is really quite lovely.
It's one of the beautiful things about that show. Tevye's such a good dad. This is Far From the Home I Love from the 2016 revival of Fiddler on the Roof. Again, this opens next weekend at West High School. Minda and Jack, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Other again.
And we will leave it in his hands.